Thanks for joining us on the GFSI podcast series. In this series, we'll be exploring the world of GFSI and food safety as we work to share regular updates on our work and help build trust and confidence in food safety globally. Each month, we'll be joined by industry experts and key stakeholders from the GFSI community to explore the path ahead, its challenges and opportunities. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today for another episode of the GFSI podcast series. In this episode, I'll be talking to Zoltan Tsipras, who is the newly appointed GFSI steering committee member, as well as the vice president, quality, safety and environment at the Coca-Cola Company. Welcome to the GFSI podcast series, Zoltan.
Thank you, Linda, and thank you very much for having me.
Let's dive straight into this. You recently participated in your first steering committee for the GFSI Coalition of Action. How did you find it? Were there any surprises for you?
Being a steering committee member at GFSI, it's not only an honor, but it's a huge responsibility. I'm so glad and excited to take part in the steering committee's work. What I have found and my first experience was together with the steering committee team members is dedication, absolutely clear shared passion for food safety, undisputed knowledge and experience in business and governance. I found also a very open and constructive, welcoming atmosphere from the steering committee members, my peers, and also the GFSI leadership team. I have also found that the GFSI leadership team itself is emerging stronger and clearly recognize the need for change, takes action, and the GFSI leadership team has clearly put the right discussion points on the table. Maybe the only surprise was to me is the largest, biggest surprise perhaps was the need to step change the working relationship with the CBs and the CPOs, so the certification bodies and the certification program owners. I believe that it is evident that the working relationship there will have to be taken to the next level.
Thanks for that. As you are a new member of the GFSI leadership team, what actually motivated you to join GFSI and what are you hoping to achieve?
Thank you, Linda. That's an interesting question. Again, my current roles and responsibilities go beyond quality and food safety. As a VP of Quality, Safety and Sustainability Environment, but as a microbiologist, the undisputed passion for quality and food safety in my career and in my portfolio of passion is the most profound. And I just wanted to be part of making the GFSI brand stronger. Additionally, the opportunity to raise the bar in food safety, which is the closest to my heart out of my duties, is something greater than ourselves. And I simply would like to contribute to it. What would I like to achieve and how do I want to contribute to the GFSI's work? Obviously, the clear pathway to restore trust and confidence is a huge job to get ahead of us. The race to the top strategy, I believe it is the right strategy. It will trigger some clear global food safety performance improvements. And I would like to contribute to this improvement work. I also would like to achieve a stronger governance to put in place with the steering committee, where so-called not verified programs should not be associated with the GFSI brand, so that GFSI continues to be able to restore the trust and the confidence and emerge stronger. And I would like to help the current leadership team to take it to the next level. We strongly believe that the certified ones recognized by all principle is with profound importance, with pivotal importance that for both manufacturers and retailers, that it lives and continues to make a huge difference. Additionally, as a STIRCO member, I would like to achieve that within the near future, the balance is restored between retailers and manufacturers, which is part of the operating principle prerequisite, I believe, for the successful operations. And last but not least, I also think that there are huge opportunities to help to innovate the GFSI's work management routines, using innovation to be even more effective, bring to life the GFSI recognized certification platforms. And one of my goals, similar to other STIRCO members, is to make all this happen.
We appreciate that a lot. Thank you, Zoltan. GFSI is much bigger than just the steering committee. So what role do you see the broader GFSI community continues to play as GFSI progresses towards a coalition?
I have already observed as an industry professional the work GFSI has done in the past 15 years, and I was always basically very much impressed with the pathway, what GFSI meant, and the values what GFSI has represented. I believe the GFSI is a purpose-driven organization, which to me is very, very important. And the core genesis remains the harmonization and the benchmarking. But the broader GFSI community should enhance in its actions to protect and rebuild the GFSI brand. And in order to do that, the broader community needs to engage in the food safety capability development programs more than today. I believe also there is an opportunity to enhance the commitment and provide timely and transparent feedback to the STIRCO so that we can engage in the right level broader consultation. In simple terms, to make the race to the top successful, the GFSI ecosystem as a whole needs to be active and end-to-end as a network. And that would be my ask from the broader GFSI community.
Well, we hope that ask will be fulfilled by those listening to this podcast. You touched on it before, and also looking at the published meeting summary, we saw that you also invited the certification program owners and certification bodies to join the meeting. So could you expand a bit more on how you see that relationship progressing in the future?
Thank you for the question, Linda. Another good one and a challenging one, of course. As I mentioned earlier, that was my very first, one of the very first observations, that working with the CBs and the CPOs needs more transparent and effective engagement and management routines. The ground rules are clear, and GFSI will need to adhere to this. This is in our code, in our charter. While broader consultation and frequent communication is needed, why a certain decision was made, etc., GFSI has and always will have a strong governance role, and we must be able to decide at all times independently in case of a certain situation occurs, reported, if sanctions with the CPs and the CBOs required or not. And that defines the relationship. So while I believe that the broader consultation and the engagement, very, very frequent feedback sessions are needed, this governance role should not be jeopardized, and GFSI needs to make that very clear to the CPOs and the CBs. We have recognized in the industry, our own that quality of the audit outputs, we have seen evidence discrepancies in audit data between our own internal audits and the GFSI audits. So in order to restore the credibility and the trust and make the race to the top successful, we have to adhere to this governance, but always in a collaborative way, of course.
Just to explore a bit more a point that you've made, how important do you see the role of collaboration and transparency, not just within the GFSI coalition, but across the broad with the GFSI community?
I see this in the entire industry critical and increasingly important. And discussions in the steering committee around the GFSI recognized certification platform, data sharing, and providing data access visibility is increasing. The public perception, in my view, and the demand for greater transparency is stronger than in many areas. The international and the local legislative requirements and the data protection systems. And we will have to accept that the world is changing and this public perception and demand for greater transparency, data sharing is going to continue to drive a faster pace of data sharing. And I think we need, in order to be ahead of the game, this discussion topic converted into actions and bringing to life the GFSI recognized certification platform is going to be with paramount importance.
So a central theme to the recent GFSI conference was safe food is everyone's business. But what does that actually mean in reality to you?
This is a question I'm asking myself, my team, every day. Food safety, quality, but health and safety and sustainability similar, it only works if it's everyone's job. So in simple terms, what it means, I strongly believe that it means cross-functional collaboration with clear accountabilities defined end-to-end.
Do you think GFSI needs to do more to help drive the necessary change? Is there a sharp turn in a strategy now that it's a coalition of action on food safety?
The race to the top is the right strategy, and it's on its own a sharp turn and to create a step change, not incremental improvement, but a step change. GFSI is still a very strong brand. In order to restore the trust and the confidence, sometimes, unfortunately, one must have unpopular stand and stay close to the core value and stay on course, driving with more transparency, very, very challenging conversations. I think the GFSI leadership should make the race to the top strategy an absolute priority and not to give up on it. That's all. And I'm committed and I'm honored to take part in this work.
Now, we've spent over a year living with COVID, and GFSI has had to adapt to this crisis like many other entities around the world. But what do you think the impact of COVID has had on food safety? Have food safety concerns been exacerbated by the pandemic, like some actually suggest is the case?
Yeah, this is another very good question, Linda, and thank you for that. We do see that in some areas, GMP and overall the food safety awareness has improved under COVID. Definitely COVID has had an impact on food safety. What has been exacerbated is for example in terms of food safety risk with regard to cybersecurity. Cybersecurity related food safety incidents I believe must be put on the heat map bit more cautiousness in the near future. We also have seen that the virtual auditing process has been developed almost overnight, and we need to notice what is it good for and what it is not good for. So what are the limitations and what are the key lessons learned? How can the hybrid system in the future, the on-site and the off-site and the virtual auditing combination, drive food safety performance and improvement? So all of these lessons learned have, in my view, a huge strategic long-term impact on food safety.
And at the Coca-Cola Company, what are the main hopes for you and your team as we begin to look beyond COVID-19 and whatever the new normal might be? Will food safety change, in your opinion?
Look, it will change. At Coca-Cola, we bring to life the total beverage portfolio, which now consists of very, very different products. And with that, food safety and overall quality is with an increasing importance. Which I've just celebrated recently on the 8th of May, our 135th Coca-Cola birthday. And no company can celebrate 135 birthday without having in the DNA quality and food safety. But still, we do see that in the new normal, learning emerging stronger, the quality and food safety excellence journey is accelerating. And that's the same at Coca-Cola. I personally, working in this area, I see four key trends in the quality and food safety management, which can be summarized as follows, like the value proposition. So in the near future, I see that the quality management system primary objective is to find hidden values for the customer by addressing the root causes of problems before any quality and food safety issue occurred. This will be one trend, and we are working on this. We also see an enhancement in the connectedness, connected across the entire ecosystem. Quality management will be even more and applied across the multitude of systems, devices, products, and partners to create seamless customer and consumer experience. And we see that the end users will have more and more control and ownership in managing and adapting the quality and food safety processes and procedures to this rapidly changing local context. And last but not least, the fourth trend is that we see also within the Coca-Cola system that quality and food safety skills and responsibilities are democratized across the entire company. So this quality and food safety, everyone's job, is becoming a reality and more enhanced, embedded, engraved in the company's culture, food safety culture, than ever before. And that is good. These are the good forward-looking strategic trends we see at the Coca-Cola system and working on it to make that happen from shop floor to the corporate level.
Well, congratulations to the Coca-Cola Company for reaching such an outstanding milestone. And many thanks to you, Zoltan, for speaking to me today. It was really great to hear about your personal insights regarding your new role within GFSI, as well as the Coca-Cola Company's vision beyond COVID. And I hope that you all have enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to sharing the next episode with you all soon.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Thank you once again for joining us for this episode of the GFSI podcast series. If you'd like to hear more about what we discussed today or to be added to the GFSI emailing list, please visit our website at www.mygfsi.com. Thank you and speak to you soon.